In the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, first responders are wrapping up another day of clearing the debris from a 9-story apartment complex that was struck by a Russian missile over the weekend. At least 40 people, including children, are dead as a result of what is perhaps the worst attack on civilians since the start of this war nearly a year ago. More than 24 people remain missing, and rescue workers are losing hope they'll find any more survivors. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny is in Dnipro, where she's been covering this, and she joins us now. Alyssa, hello.
Hello.
So you arrived in Dnipro yesterday following this tragic attack. Describe to us what you're seeing on the ground and what first responders have told you.
Well, the scene is pretty devastating. This is in a densely packed urban area, and there's just a crater right in the center of a 9-story apartment complex. The middle section, which used to be, you know, where dozens of people lived, is now just missing. Yesterday, dozens of emergency workers were clearing the rubble, searching for bodies. As you said, workers are not expecting to find anyone else still alive anymore. We talked with Serhii Shova. He's a team leader of the emergency crew here. He told us only the dead are left. He said there are bodies that are still trapped. Rescue workers can see them, but they haven't been able to reach them, or it's just been too dangerous to get them. The last person he rescued alive was on Sunday, a woman on the fourth floor. He said her 1-year-old baby and her husband did not survive.
Now, the attack happened late in the afternoon, when many families were home, getting ready for dinner. Among the 40 dead are young children, a pregnant woman, even a 15-year-old ballet dancer. And today you attended one of the first funerals of the victims. Let's listen to some sound from that funeral. You hear so much grief in that. Tell us more about the funeral, Alyssa.
This morning was the burial of Mykhailo Karinovsky. He was a beloved boxing coach for the entire Dnipro region. His wife and his children survived. And there were hundreds of people today at the cemetery. Many of the mourners were young men who he had trained. They brought flowers and boxing gloves in his honor.
And what do we know about why this building was targeted?
Well, this was part of a massive Russian missile strike on Saturday. Most of the targets were on the power grid. That's been the kind of the pattern here over the last few months. The UK military intelligence said that this was a kitchen missile that hit this apartment building in Dnipro, which is notoriously inaccurate. Russia says the strikes were just on military targets. They blame the tragedy on the Ukrainian air defense missile that went awry. But Ukraine denies that. They think that this was most likely aiming for an energy plant or critical infrastructure, and it missed its target.
You've been talking to some of the survivors, including a widow. What are some of the stories you've heard from people you've spoken to?
We talked with a woman, Elena, and her husband, who were just getting dinner ready on the third floor. They'd been looking out the window just moments before that window and the balcony attached to it are now destroyed. Elena says it was the difference of minutes that saved her life from just where she was standing in her apartment. Another woman, Larissa Shevchenko, survived the attack by sheltering in a corridor on the eighth floor with her 2 children, 6 and 10, and one of her son's friends. They were able to escape, but when they got down to the playground, they found one of her son's friends. He'd been playing when the missile hit. His parents were inside. That's what he told Shevchenko. Let's listen to her. Shevchenko remembers through tears the little boy asking her, "Will I be without a mother?" And she says she later found out that both of the boy's parents had died in the attack.
You know, I have to ask you, because it seems like Dnipro has seen many of these attacks. How has this been for people who have generally experienced more safety here?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been really unsettling to the people that live here. I mean, it's a reminder that really nowhere in Ukraine is safe. And I think it just reinforces this determination to end this war as soon as possible.
NPR correspondent Alyssa Nadworny joining us from Dnipro, Ukraine. Alyssa, I hope you're taking care. This is a hard story to report.
Thanks for having me.